With a shade canopy and cushioned mats from top to bottom, the playground at Lions Field Park is a great place for parents with young children to enjoy and make memories. On this spring afternoon, mayoral candidate Manuel Medina is spending some quality time with his wife and two girls, 3-year-old Sarah Sophia and 7-year-old Michelle Marie. Medina said this location brings back memories because the Ranch Motel nearby on Broadway is where his journey in San Antonio started.
That's when I got here 20 years ago after UT. That's where I lived with my brother.
In 1997, Medina was in San Antonio volunteering for the Victor Morales Senate campaign. The upstart Democrat won the party's nomination by driving his pickup truck across the state, but he lacked the wheels to defeat Senator Phil Graham. It appears Medina learned a few things from Morales about how to be a charismatic, plucky challenger. Since then, Medina has gone on to be a successful entrepreneur, an international political consultant, and then the head of the local Democratic Party.
Because people ask me, hey, you live in the Dominion. I tell them that I wasn't born in the Dominion.
Medina was born far south of the Dominion's luxury in Mexico.
At the age of 3, my mom and I crossed the border, maybe swam a little, into McAllen, then came to San Antonio and El Paso, Los Angeles, and then eventually made my way back.
In 2009, Medina became an American citizen. But during the campaign for San Antonio mayor, questions have been raised about Medina's biography and whether he's lived continuously in the United States while working in Mexico. In his official application to run for mayor, Medina wrote that he lived continuously in San Antonio for 20 years. Medina calls these questions, quote, attacks, and that they, quote, led to conclusions that aren't true.
Perfect example. They say, Manuel Medina lied. Why? Because he said he lived in San Antonio for 20 years. And look, he worked for 11 years in Mexico. He couldn't have lived here. What's the truth? Yes, for 11 years, I went down to Mexico once a month, maybe once a week, to teach a class. I was a visiting professor. That same night, or guess what? Maybe the next day, I would drive back.
Medina says he was also married and divorced in Mexico, and he ran for political office there.
Bottom line is, in 2005, I ran for office. And that's because I went there on January. It was a 2-month sprint that at the end of the day, I lost.
In 2012, Medina ran for and became the chairman of the Bexar County Democratic Party.
So I ran, knocked on doors, made the calls, and got elected.
Medina said he won without the support of the establishment Democrats, and he's breaking from them again as he runs for mayor, which is traditionally a nonpartisan election. Medina is reaching out to local conservatives by criticizing the $850 million city bond that's also on the May 6th ballot.
Well, I'm voting no, and I'm sharing my concerns that this bond is maxing out the city's credit card.
City leaders say the city's credit remains a triple-triple-A rating, the highest possible score. As we talk, the sound of Broadway's traffic is noticeable. The corridor is booming. And in the bond package, there's $42 million to transform the street into a multi-use boulevard. Medina calls that a giveaway to special interest, along with a UTSA athletics center and a land bridge at Hardberger Park.
I really believe that giving away $200 million in this bond is a shame and an insult to the real needs that we have all across town on the north side, south side, east side, or west side.
Medina blames this on city manager Cheryl Scully. He says his number one priority is firing Scully.
May 6th, new mayor. May 7th, new city manager.
On reflection, Medina concedes the mayor does not have the power to fire the city manager. It takes a majority of city council.
I made it a number one priority in my platform that we have a new city manager. And if I win, that's because that's what the voters want. Then I'll invest all my political capital to make sure we get 6 votes on council.
And as Medina rejoins his family to enjoy the city park, he notes that soon Lions Field will be overwhelmed with campaign signs and early voters deciding his political future. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.